We literally just had on Mike Wilner, and then we were told you were coming on, so we just booted Wilner right off live on the air. Thoughts on that? That's got to be pretty cool for you.
I'll let him know that you guys apologize.
Yeah, that guy's going to say, you know, how many people, how many players have wanted to do that? Anyhow, as we said, we greatly appreciate you doing this. First question, you know, we were told you were given the night off yesterday. General soreness. How you feeling?
Oh, everything's good. I think it was just kind of a day just to kind of rest a little bit, and body's feeling better today, feel rejuvenated and ready to get after it.
You're making a big move in the All-Star voting, and I know that you know, Don Cherry got behind you here, and I mean it's kind of had this running thing with Kansas City in the past couple of days because Royals fans have done a tremendous job of stuffing the ballot box. And we all know what the All-Star game is, but it's got to be pretty cool for you, I think, to kind of be in a situation where you've got a kind of an entire country now trying to do this for you. That's got to be pretty cool, I would think.
Yeah, it's been very interesting, to say the least. You know, and just kind of, you know, I appreciate everything that's kind of happened. And, you know, especially for, you know, this being my first year being a Blue Jay, you know, just kind of having support and everything has just been, it's been pretty awesome.
Josh, we on the radio talk side, we've been going on about the Jays need a closer. How nerve-wracking last night was when it was 8-5, even watching. What was it like on the bench when you guys are watching and Osuna came out there?
Well, I mean, every win is important, and it seems like, you know, every win in the big leagues is a win that's very well earned, to say the least. And, you know, Osuna, he did a great job when he went back out there for the ninth yesterday, and mm-hmm. It's just one of those situations right now where we need some guys to get some confidence and that are going out there and really believing that they're going to get the job done. And you know, I think Osuna showed that yesterday. And, you know, I have belief in every one of the guys that are in there that are coming out of the pen and that are starting games and that are in our lineup. The sheer fact of the matter is baseball, you know, is 90% mental. And, you know, it comes to one of those things where you just really need to have belief in yourself and, you know, believe that you're going to go out there and get the job done.
You know, Josh, we've been following or watching this offense all year long. And, you know, just looking at some of the numbers, comparing the runs scored the Jays have compared, for example, the Colorado Rockies, who are leading the National League. I mean, you all got about 100 runs more than they do. And what kind of interests me about this is, you know, I look at the guys doing it, and you're having a great year, and Jose Reyes is having a great year, but there's nobody, you're doing it, and I'm not sitting there saying, this guy is having a year that I just, you know, statistically couldn't happen. As a matter of fact, I look at guys like Reyes and Encarnacion, and I think, you know what? This offense can actually still get better, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely had points in the season where we've had a couple guys at the right time getting hot and kind of carrying the load, and then we've had days where it was everybody, and then we've had, you know, it's really one of those things. The simplest way that I can try to put it is, when you have your main guys put in the work that they have on our team, it's kind of one of those trickle down effects. You know, it kind of takes a little bit off of their plate, this plate. Now I'll pay it. How can I do my job here? I don't have to do more than what I'm, you know, asked to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important. And the times that we've kind of scuffled a little bit, you know, include myself, you know, maybe we weren't getting the job done in the middle. And now you're asking a lot more for the guys from the bottom. But for the majority of the year, our main core of guys up there have done what they needed to do. And then I think you're just seeing a more solid approach 1-9. I mean, it's really tough. I mean, when you have Russ Martin hitting the six hole, you know, Navi batting seventh sometimes, I mean, those are really good hitters. And not just good hitters, but very professional and have professional at-bats and really know how to hit with certain situations. And, you know, Pilar's done a great job the last, you know, few weeks of, you know, just kind of being that guy at the bottom of the lineup. When he's got a man on second base, he's able to get that nice single or that double, or, you know, extend some of the bats out, taking his walks, and just really just kind of keeping the line moving in order to get back up to the top.
We're 72 games into the season, Josh. Is this team better than you guys, than you thought you'd be? Are you, is there, can you be better? Is this what you, about you thought you guys would be after 72 games, 38 and 34?
I'm definitely not satisfied where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. But we definitely have, I felt like within the last month and a half, made some improvements, which I expected. And I expected to kind of early on for it to be a little rough. Just because, I mean, you were relying on a lot of arms that were really young, you know, and that really don't, that they didn't have the major league experience. And, you know, it's one of those things where you got to throw them in the fire in order to see what you got. And I think you've seen some guys respond, and, you know, you've seen some guys that were demoted that needed to continue to work. And a demotion is not necessarily a bad thing. You're going down there to continue to harness your craft. And especially when you're 20, 21 years old, you have a lot of time, and you have the stuff is definitely there. And a lot of the guys, it's just kind of, you know, continue to hone their craft.
Josh, you were unbelievably hot in the month of May and early mm-hmm. into June. Cooled off a little bit. I mean, there's nothing, you know, nothing dramatic. But
right. What
happens to you when you quote unquote cool off as a hitter? Like, some guys have checks, right? They go, okay, I got, this is kind of a red flag, or this is a checkpoint. This is something I have to look at. What happens to you when you're scuffling?
You know, I think it has to do with a lot of hitters. You know, whenever you get your pitch, you're fouling it back, or you're kind of getting behind early in the count a lot of times. And, you know, major league average when you're 0-1 or when you're 0-2 is, you know, like 180 or something like that, maybe less than that. And the fact of the matter is, in the big leagues, to be a successful hitter, when you get your pitch, you have to put a good swing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a good swing does, I mean, sometimes when you're not quote unquote hot, you're fouling that pitch back. It could be a good swing, but you're fouling it back. So there's a few things here and there that are the reasoning for that. I'm not going to get into detail because we'll probably be here for another 45 minutes.
okay.
But with that being said, when you're going well, you're squaring that ball up, and when you're going bad, you're fouling it back.